This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Helfand. Earth's climate is getting so hot that temperatures in about a decade will probably blow past a level of warming that world leaders have sought to prevent. That's according to a report released Monday that the United Nations calls a code red for humanity. Report co-author Linda Mearns of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says she sees nowhere that will be safe from climate change. But scientists also eased back a bit on the likelihood of the absolute worst climate catastrophes. The report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change makes more precise forecasts for the 21st century than it did last time it was issued in 2013. Firefighters and residents are battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island for a seventh day. They are fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forest, destroyed homes and businesses, and sent thousands fleeing. Evia's fire is the most severe of dozens that have broken out across Greece over the past few days after the country was baked by the worst heat wave in three decades, the heat reaching 45 degrees Celsius or 113 degrees Fahrenheit came during what was already been a particularly hot summer. The government of Burkina Faso says 12 soldiers have been killed and 8 wounded in an attack in the northwest of the country near the border with Mali. The government blamed the attack on suspected jihadists. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. And don't forget, you can always download the app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is inching closer on Monday to finishing a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill following months of negotiation and delay. A vote on passage of the bipartisan deal might be possible by Tuesday. The legislation cleared an important procedural hurdle late on Sunday when the Senate voted 69-28 in support of the provisions contained in the 2,700-page plan. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate has been making progress while considering two infrastructure bills that are priorities for the Biden administration.
The two-track process is moving along. It's been a process that has been a very good process. It's taken a while, but it's going to be worth it as hopefully we pass both bills very, very soon.
The massive spending bill is popular among many lawmakers because of the federal dollars it would deliver to their home states. A former aide who filed a criminal complaint against the U.S. state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo last week will appear in a televised interview on Monday. She will speak out publicly for the first time about her accusations after alleging that he groped her. The Democratic governor has denied wrongdoing. This even as calls for him to resign have grown, including from prominent fellow Democrats such as President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Mike Pempin reports a New York Assembly committee meets Monday morning to discuss possible impeachment proceedings.
About two-thirds of state assembly members have already said they favor an impeachment trial if Cuomo refuses to resign. Nearly all 63 members of the state Senate have called for him to step down or be removed. But Cuomo's lawyers have attacked the credibility and motives of his accusers and have promised what will likely be a drawn-out fight to stay in office.
That was the AP's Mike Hempin reporting. Reuters is reporting that suspected Taliban fighters have killed an Afghan radio station manager in Kabul and kidnapped a journalist in southern Helmand province. Reuters, citing local government officials for the report, noting it was the latest in a long line of attacks targeting members of the media. Gunmen reportedly shot to death Tufan Omar, station manager of Paktiagog Radio, and an officer for a rights group known as NAI, that supports independent media in Afghanistan. Officials say they suspected Taliban fighters had carried out the attack. Last month, NAI reported at least 30 journalists and media workers had been killed. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.